Australian Border Force seized more than 2,300 tonnes of illicit tobacco last financial year. But according to former federal police officer and illicit tobacco expert Rowan Pike, the figure doesn't capture the scale of the problem.
Seizures are PR 101 for law enforcement agencies, putting a big pile of seized product on a table and a commissioner stands behind it saying, look how well we've done. And that is part of the job for some of these agencies, but we're just playing catch up. The criminals have running an $8 billion industry. They have resources and they're always a step ahead.
It's Rowan Pike there. He spoke alongside Liberal MP Mary Aldrich. Mary was on the program yesterday. And also respiratory physician Dr Nick Coatsworth. This all happened at the National Press Club in Canberra yesterday. All three want the federal government's tobacco excise to be cut as a way to address the illicit trade. Amber Shuhita is the Illicit Tobacco and E-Cigarette Commissioner and joins me now in our Parliament House studio in Canberra. Commissioner, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally.
You're on the record saying that cutting the tobacco excise would likely make little impact. Why? What's the evidence there?
Look, I've really been canvassing the perspectives across this debate so I can put objective strategic advice in front of the Australian Parliament. From what I understand, from the scale of this issue, it requires a nationally coordinated approach across a range of levers and a range of agencies working together to disrupt a serious and organised crime market across the supply and demand chain. Excise around the world is different in different countries, and it doesn't neatly correlate with the size and scale of the illicit market in those countries. We also know that understanding why we've gotten here doesn't necessarily presuppose the solution to how to move forward. When I look at what price sensitivities there might be for a customer base, even small price differentials will still sustain an illicit market.
Last week, a long-running Australian Institute of Health and Welfare survey found that smoking rates across Australia had fallen to a historic low of 5.6%. Yesterday, Rowan Pike questioned these findings. Let's take a listen.
It was merely the latest in a long list of very well-planned, organised and blatant deceptions perpetrated on the Australian public by health authorities. The smoking rates published by Nicola Roxon's AIHW defy logic and a substantial body of recent evidence to the contrary. That evidence includes last year's Roy Morgan polling, Wesfarmers research conducted in every state, and even numerous public statements from politicians and health officials bemoaning the explosion of tobacco outlets. And what about the ACIC wastewater results?
What do you think about that response?
Yeah, I was there yesterday in the National Press Club address and I've heard multiple perspectives on this issue. My job is to interrogate the data and to look at multiple different data sources so I can report on an annual basis around the size of the illicit market. We do look at the AIHW smoking rates. We do look at wastewater. And we look at data coming from police, from health, from regulators, from researchers all across the country. I think it's really important to centralise all of that evidence to reconcile and untangle what that means so I can put robust factual advice in front of the Australian Parliament.
So looking at all that evidence, in your view, have smoking rates gone down?
It's really encouraging, the results from AIHW around smoking rates going down. Australia has been working hard over the last number of decades to reduce smoking rates, and I don't think we should be taking the brakes off reducing smoking in this country. People should be supported to quit. It's a really complex issue, addiction, nicotine addiction in particular. We're seeing a global surplus of cheap supply of a commodity that is highly addictive, and organised crime groups are exploiting that to sustain a market.
Rowan Pike and the MP Mary Aldred are calling for an independent review of the National Drug Strategy Household Survey. Is that necessary in your view?
I understand that AIHW has robust data integrity processes and protocols in place. That's what makes them the national reporting agency on surveys like this. It's really important processes and methodology that is undertaken by these national reporting agencies. And that is something for the AIHW to to respond to, but I have been assured that their integrity in this process is second to none.
Ron Pike, the former Border Force detective, is also listed as an advisor to an organisation which advocates for nicotine pouches. He says that if we were to try to police our way out of this problem, authorities will need 10 times the amount of resourcing. You advise the federal government. What do you say authorities need to get on top of this?
My approach has been to canvass the ideas and perspectives and evidence from a range of different experts. I'm aware of the conflicts of interest with a range of people that are in the public discourse. And I, as I've said, I need to untangle that and take a helicopter view to put objective advice in front of the Australian government. My focus and my approach has been to prioritise multi-agency capability, to prioritise strengthening consequences, to prioritise unifying data and intelligence, and to continue a downward pressure on demand.
Decreasing the tax on legal cigarettes, would that make any difference?
I think that's what I answered in the previous question. I am focused on what's going to make the most meaningful impact here. This needs to have a systems approach. We can't just look at one lever to make a difference. In untangling all of the evidence in front of me, my focus remains on strengthening consequences, maximising multi-agency capabilities, unifying information and intelligence so we have a truly national, coordinated view on this issue, and to continue demand reduction.
Amber Shuhita, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.